Our storyteller today is Claire from Mendocino, who writes, "The Tuesday before Thanksgiving, I was walking with my daughter and my two beautiful granddogs at the Point Cabrillo Lighthouse. Lot of folks about, but we took the trail that leads northward towards Frolic Cove. It wasn't so busy there, so we were pretty much alone when we encountered a mom who was with her young son, and they both seemed very distraught. Mom asked, 'Have you seen a little boy alone? He ran off and I can't find him.' We had some questions, learned that he was 8 years old and wearing a red shirt and had last been seen only about 5 minutes ago, running towards the lighthouse. We promised we'd watch out for him, but we're headed the opposite direction at the moment. And then Mom added, 'He's autistic.' She went on towards the lighthouse. We continued our walk and started to loop back. And I was thinking, I should have told her to go into the lighthouse to tell the docent it's getting late in the day. Park rangers could help with the search. This is all going through my mind as we're hurrying back to the lighthouse. And we're surprised by the number of people still about. I went inside, asked the docent if she'd heard about the lost boy, but she had not. She said she'd call it in. And then as I was walking back towards the parking lot, I saw the mom again, alone. She still hadn't found her son, but she had contacted her husband, and the younger boy was now with his dad. Dad had called the emergency number. And my daughter and dogs and I continued on toward the parking lot, realized that a lot of the people who were milling about knew about the lost boy, and they were also quite concerned. Then my daughter spotted a red-shirted boy running along a path alone, away from the ocean and towards the road. My daughter, who is a runner herself, took off. She ran with one of the dogs running with her. I went to try and find the mom again and told her that we'd seen him. Right then, we saw him run right past my daughter toward the road. Mom was able to see him, call to him, and wave. Coming down the road, Dad with the younger son, and they caught up to the red-shirted boy, and the family was reunited. It was probably only 40 minutes or so since we had first met the mom on the trail, but the people who witnessed this were all so happy. It was a community of relieved people. As we all headed to our cars, rangers were arriving. First one, then two more trucks full of rangers and folks ready for search and rescue. We all thanked them and smiled as Charlie, turns out the lost boy's name was Charlie, rode on his father's shoulder. A man walking the other direction, as he passed them, he gave Charlie a high five and a big smile. And as he then passed me, I saw him wiping tears from under his eyes. Such a perfect ending. I'm so happy and grateful to live in a place where everyone cares and wants to help. It was a great Thanksgiving moment. It was indeed, Claire, and thank you so much for sharing it with us. I love this town.